Will you join your heart with mine in a spirit of prayer? God, we ask that you breathe in us your very breath, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer, our healer from the beginning to the end. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You have to put your feet 6 to 8 inches wider than your shoulders. And you have to lean a little on the back foot. If you're Big Poppy, you need to spit in the palm of your hand. You lean back, you bend your knees, you come up on the ball of your feet. You stare down that green monster. You wait for it. You pick your pitch. You wait for it, and then you go after it. You know what they call this? They call this the batter's stance, right? That hitting stance. Have you seen Euclid do it? I don't know what he's doing, but it's this batter stance, this baseball stance. It is all through Scripture. Moses gets up early in the morning, head up, legs bent. He goes up that mountain and he reaches out for the very heart of God in the law. It's all through Scripture, this batter stance, this way of being in the world. It's there, right there in Ruth's eyes. Do you remember Ruth and Naomi? Naomi tells Ruth to go back to her homeland, to go back to her kin. Her head is up, her legs are bent. Where you go, I go. Your people, my people, your God, my God, where you die, there I will be buried. Batter's stance. She is going after that relationship, that holy communion that is of God. It is everywhere in Scripture, this way of standing, this way of leaning into God's future. It's in those women who wake up early in the morning on the first day of the week. Not with helmets and cleats, but with spices and God's sweet perfume, and they go after his body to tend to it, to wash his wounds, to make everything okay. This baseball stance, this batter stance, this hitting stance, it's all through Scripture, and it's nowhere more prominent than in today's passage of Scripture. This is what the Gospel of Mark does. 4 times in his Gospel, he tells a story inside of a story. He uses those stories to unlock the other. We start with Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, so well respected, but his daughter is sick. And he falls down on his face in front of Jesus. And he says, if you but reach out and lay your hands on her, she will be made well. Can you see him going after it? His head's up, his legs are bent. He is going after God's future of healing and wholeness, and nothing will deter him. But Mark interrupts this story with this woman who is bleeding. For 12 years, she has been hemorrhaging. For 12 years, she has not been allowed in the synagogue. The church has turned its back on her. She can't sing in the choir. She can't go for birthday cake after church. She is on the outside looking in. 12 years, physician after physician after physician. Mark tells us she has spent all her money on getting well, and still the blood. She is perplexed, but she is not driven to despair. She is going after this one who can heal her. If I just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. And she does it, and the power comes out of him, and she is healed. Jesus says, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" The disciples say, "Rabbi, don't ask us who touched you. You've seen the crowds all around." And she goes down on her face in front of this kind man, and she tells him the whole truth. And he reaches out to her, and he says, "Daughter, that faith, that boldness, that audacity, that belief inside your body, it has made you well." As he's talking to that woman, a messenger comes from Jairus' house. "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the rabbi anymore." He is on this woman's face, and you can see him reach out to Jairus and say, "Do not fear. Be bold in your belief. Be audacious in your faith. Do not fear. Only believe." And they go to his house, and there is weeping and wailing and so much commotion. Jesus says, "People, why do you weep? The girl is not dead, as you suppose. She's just sleeping." And they laugh at him. Tenderly, maybe, tenderly, he takes them out of the house. And he puts his feet 6 to 8 inches wider than his shoulders. I'm sure he spit on the palm of his hands. He stared down the green monster of death, head up, legs bent. He went into that house. And he reached out for that little girl, and he said, "Talitha kum." "Little girl, get up." And she stood up, because she was 12 years old, and she walked around, and they were full of amazement. Brothers and sisters, this is the good news of the gospel today. This is who you are called to be as people of faith, as Christian women and men, bold and audacious, head up, legs bent. This is who you are called to be, people of big faith. The Apostle Paul says, "Faith is having hope in things that are unseen." Did you see the report that came out this week? 1 billion people suffer from chronic hunger. There are 6 billion people in the world, and 1 billion, one in every 6 people, is hungry to the point of death. If you stand up and say, "I can fix that. I can grow a garden, an organic garden. I can give it to the women's lunch place," people will laugh in your face. But this is who you are called to be: bold, audacious, reaching out your highest hopes, your deepest longings. Go for it. Head up, legs bent. Reach out for God's future of wholeness and healing and food and health care for everyone. This is the good news. Reach out for God's future, and you will find the story inside the story. If you reach out, you will find the gospel inside the gospel. It wasn't you reaching out. All along, it was God coming after you in a bush that was on fire but could not be consumed. It was God coming after you with a rainbow clear across the sky. It was God coming after you out of that empty tomb with newness of life for those dead places inside of you. It was God all along reaching out to you. in that divine stance, the original stance, God coming after you, lunging for you, hand out, saying, man, get up. Woman, stand up and be made well, and let's heal the world together. Friends, for this God and for these people of bold faith, say amen.